You're listening to DraftKings Network.
This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vanderkoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
This is probably the spot where we should explain why it is that you were on the roof of the Clevelander shirtless, wearing a crown and getting champagne sprayed in your eye, if you want to tell the audience, because this has been an exhausting run for us over the last 3 months of discombobulation, a lot of change around here, a lot of evolution, a bit of growth, and we have figured out here in 3 months of free agency that our value is something that was bigger than we thought it was. And so in leaving ESPN and testing that value, we now have a new partnership with DraftKings that we couldn't be more excited about. And so Stugatz was shirtless and getting champagne poured in his eye because he's very excited about the possibility. And in those eyes, he has seen a lot of dollars and a lot of possibility over the course of the last couple of months.
Yeah, and a lot of champagne. The odd thing about me walking through the Clevelander the way I was no one said a word to me. No one said a single word to me dressed the way I was, shirtless with a gold jacket on, gold chain, because I'm the DraftKings now. Promo code Dan. Seriously.
Totally normal. He is already feuding with DraftKings about who is the true and real and original DraftKings. He wants to go into litigation and sue them for copyright infringement because he believes that he, Stugatz, is the DraftKings, not the DraftKings. And so he wants to feud with the corporation. But today is a happy day. We will explain in coming weeks and months what this partnership means. We believe it's a game changer. We believe it's the greatest support system we have ever had. We believe it will be rocket fuel for some of the stuff that you guys love around here, because they are interested in being the kind of partner that you need in the truest sense of support, Stugatz. They are supporting our freedom, which makes us something that this audience has viewed as authentic. Our freedom is something that they are ready to turbocharge. They are ready to make this a partnership that is win-win for both of us, because we intend to do a lot of different things with the support that they're giving us and the partnership that they're giving us. They're going to become a title sponsor, but we are going to be an active partner with them on hopefully changing the way all of this is done in the media game, where individuals in the content age, at the streaming time of value, when this is the content golden age, we have the ability to enter into a partnership where we do not need a traditional media partner, because we are the traditional media partner.
Well, here's the thing, because DraftKings, like, that was never for me in terms of partnership, was something I was thinking of. And then it started to develop. And maybe it is the new norm, you know? Maybe DraftKings and sites like that getting into the content game is the new norm. It's not traditional now, but I have a feeling moving forward it's going to be more and more traditional. I'm super excited about this. It allows us to do the show the way we want to do the show, and we have great partners, and it's a site that I use very often. So this is, and DraftKings using us to get into the content game with us leading the way, like, thank you. Thank you very much, because it's super exciting for me.
More details and fun content built around this will be available out for our audience throughout the day, but I'm sure the audience is probably listening to this wondering, well, what does it mean for me? And what it means for you is DraftKings stepped up to the plate, so you get us the same way you always got us. We're not behind a paywall. It was important to us to make sure that our access to our audience stayed as free and readily available as possible. DraftKings made that possible, and now with their funding in this partnership, you can get more of us through other outlets. I know a lot of you miss us visually. We'll do more things in that capacity, in that realm, and we'll continue building this enterprise out.
Just know, okay, as you may be confused, you might not understand, you might be thinking to yourself, well, I was waiting for them to just join or partner somewhere, and that would be news, and then I would get them or find them there. But because your support is something that is overwhelming and is important to us, even though you've had many complaints about the change of the last 3 months, because the show has been a form of different. There's a pandemic. We don't have the same chemistry. There's been a lot going on around here, and there will continue to be a lot going on around here over the next couple of months.
My teeth are falling out.
Yeah, you're method acting that pirate shit.
And so what we are going to do over the next few months is explain this to you, what it means and how the changes are going to be something that we hope forms the idea of evolution in your mind. Over our careers, we have been very fortunate to get out in front of some crashing waves, whether it was newspapers falling like a dinosaur to the earth with a groan, whether it was radio sort of becoming something that changed very quickly on us, in front of us. Whether it was television changing in front of us, where now it's on-demand content. We are in this podcast space, and what this means is that you're going to be able to get us more places than ever very shortly. You're going to be able, because DraftKings isn't fooling around in terms of getting into this game. They have proven winning the services of our show during free agency, when there were people interested in our show willing to pay a lot of money for our show, they won because they are interested in supporting this, in supporting the loyalty of you, in reaching you, and the freedom of this matters to them. And you need to know, as you presumably do already, that the freedom was the most important thing to us, and the free in freedom, where we're not putting you behind a paywall. We're not turning you into credit cards. We are not taking for granted the fact that you support us this way.
I appreciate the kind words, but audience, listen to us right now. You download this app or we're going to kick your asses. Sugats, you'll lead the charge. Kick every single one of their asses. Yes.
I will. Let's start a league right now. Who's in?
All right. Yeah. Yeah.
We have a home.
I don't care about health insurance. Just give me gambling.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Roy, awesome. What the f*** was that?
I did it for the money.
This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vandercoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.